I want you to tell you as quickly as possible about my favorite saint of the Turkish yoke. Some of you might know him and might know who he is, my favorite saint is. It's Saint Timothy of Esfigmenin. Now, Timothy was just a layman in Asia Minor, Turkey, and he had a wife and he had two children, two daughters. And there was a Muslim who desired his wife. It was quite easy, just as it is in this day. It's happening now. In our world, right now, it is happening that Muslim men are just taking Christian women away. That's happening now. You won't hear it on the news, but it is happening now, and it happened then. So this woman was brought away into the Muslim man's, probably a nobleman, man with some means and money, into his harem. St. Timothy found out about it, and there was one way that he could reclaim her, because the Muslims, no matter what you hear about the religion of peace, treat women as property. Christians don't do that, but Muslims treat women pretty much as property to be had by men. Now, he could make a transaction for this property by saying he was a Muslim, so he had rights to her. And that's what he did. He officially apostatized from Christianity in order to reclaim his wife, but it was all a pretense. It wasn't that he really had apostatized from Christianity. It was to save her from a life of slavery and apostasy, and also the children. And so, St. Timothy, when he reclaimed his wife, and after a suitable period, and so as to not arouse suspicion, he told her, "You should go to a convent and work out your sins, and I will go to Mount Athos and weep for my sins and ask God to forgive me of this great sin of mine," which was really a sin out of love for his wife. So, and then the children would be taken care of by relatives in the village. And that's what happened. And St. Timothy labored very well in the monastery in Mount Athos. He was exemplary in his character, always fasting, always keeping vigil, humble, full of grace. But he was tormented by the idea that he had, at least for the pretense, committed apostasy and denied Christ. His spiritual father said, "Oh, my son, God forgives you of this because you did it out of love for your wife. To preserve her, greater love hath no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. So God will forgive you of this." But St. Timothy couldn't get it out of his head. So he begged his spiritual father over and over again, "Allow me to become a martyr, to go back down and to go before the ruling powers and to say that I am a Christian and to renounce my supposed Muslim religion so that I could be martyred." And so his spiritual father, after much convincing, said yes. And so he began a kind of a training period, sort of a boot camp, to become ready for this. And the most important thing that his spiritual father said to him was, "When you come down off the mountain and you're going to go to such and such a city, you're going to pass through the village where your children are. You are forbidden to talk to them. If they see you, you are to run away." And the reason he said this is because, obviously, if he would see his children, perhaps he would soften in his resolve and want to be with his children, and he would give up his quest for martyrdom. But even worse than that, perhaps then he would be captured by the Turks, and in his softened resolve, he would remain a Muslim. Or he would go back to being a Muslim because of the possibility of his children being lost to him again. Well, it just so happened as he was coming down through the village, on the outskirts of the village, his children saw him And they ran after him. And he ran away from them. And they were crying for their papa. And he ran away without an explanation. That would appear to be very cruel. And I'm sure his children cried very much. St. Timothy then went to the city and made his martyrdom. He pronounced that Muhammad was false, a false prophet to a false god, and he was beheaded, I believe. And a rag had soaked up some of his blood and was brought back, I don't know, through the means of his spiritual father in some way, to his children so that they would know what St. Timothy had done and why he had run away from them. Now, this story always hits me very hard because I'm a father and I can imagine how difficult it was for Timothy when he saw his children to obey his spiritual father. Such a difficult and onerous command. But he did it. And he did it because he had great love for God and obedience. And this obedience is what will guide us through our life if we allow it to. You're going to have to make hard decisions in your life sometimes. Do tough things and hard things. And perhaps you won't even know exactly why, except you just know that's what you have to do. You have to stand up for the truth. This is going to happen many times in your life. And in our day now, we live in a non-dogmatic age. We live in an age that is all about falsehood and all about false love. And people who otherwise seem to be sane say insane things all the time. In print, in media, in daily life, at work, at the ball field. People say things that are just insane about morality and the way to live. So we must have resolve. God will help you. Just like he helps St. Timothy. You cannot be saved without courage. Most people who go against God, who begin with God, they lose their courage, not in some great way that someone says, I will kill you if you do not do this. That's happening now. There are martyrs right now in this year, and continue to be, that are being killed because they are Christian and refusing to recant. But for the most part, people give up because of small things. Because they might lose their job. Because things might be a little harder. Because people won't think of them so highly. Because people say bad things about them. Because their parents won't approve. Or because their husband won't approve. Or because of this or that or the other thing. It's all lack of courage. Now, where did St. Timothy's courage come from? From love of God. And from ascetical life. You don't have to fast as he did, because he fasted much more than we would. You don't have to have the long vigils of 8 hours a day like he did. But you have to have a sense of ascetical endeavor in your life. And if you do, according to your abilities, then God will help you and you will have courage when the time comes. And believe it. The time is coming all the time. All the time there's opportunities to show that you're courageous or that you're not. St. Timothy was very courageous. May God help us to be like him. The blessing of the Lord be upon you through his grace and love for mankind, always, now, and ever, and under the ages of ages.